Roman Starnes is in studio, former LSU defensive stalwart under Hudson, offensive stalwart, excuse me, under Hudson Curley Hallman, number 60. And Glenn Gilbo, who is the beat writer for LSU and has been for some time for USA Today Network. And you see his byline in many places, including USA Today, and a featured columnist with Tiger Rag as well. Glenn Gilbo, what a night. What a night in College Station. 74-72, an unbelievable amount of scoring in seven overtimes, which ties a record. Your thoughts?
It was just too much football. I think the refs got tired. If we forget about the refs being older, you know, I think they got fatigued because they were not seeing right as the game ended. A lot of bad calls, particularly in the overtime and at the very end of the regulation. But you know, it was a great game to watch. LSU had chances to win even well before the end of regulation. Should have won, but it was a tough loss for the Tigers for sure.
And a fight broke out at the end, and the assailants have been identified, including one by the name of Fisher, as in Cole Fisher, the nephew of the Texas A&M coach, Jimbo Fisher, former LSU assistant. He is identified as the man who made multiple attacks after the game, according to the video, including one on Steve Cragthorpe, an LSU assistant who suffers from Parkinson's disease and has a pacemaker, and he apparently was punched right in the pacemaker by this young fellow. And Roman Starnes, you played for the Tigers, and a former Tiger who came right after you, Kevin Falk, he responded by punching Cole Fisher.
In an act of chivalry, Kevin Falk stepped up.
You think it was warranted?
Absolutely. And I believe that Fisher should be fired and kicked out of school at Texas A&M for ungentlemanly conduct.
You think that'll happen?
Probably not.
They'll probably end up giving him a scholarship or something over this.
He might be a hero over there for this.
He might be.
They should be embarrassed, highly embarrassed. You don't do things like that. He's a student assistant. You don't engage in that type of activity. This is a sport. It has no place in college football.
Was Falk justified?
He was justified.
I know you agreed with what he did. And
the Catholic just war doctrine. Aggression is authorized. Stop an aggression.
Okay.
So force is authorized to stop an aggression.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you, but in a court of law, Falk is a former NFL star. This young guy Fisher looks like a punk. It looks like it was a bit of a mismatch. Just it was a mismatch when Fisher attacked a man with a pacemaker.
I don't think you size people up on mismatch.
Judges do that all the time.
True, but this is an act of aggression by this young man. He could do harm and damage, which he did to Coach, and I believe he should be held accountable for that.
All right, Glenn. It really appears there's a real hate fest developing here.
Yeah, LSU definitely has a rival for the time being, which they really haven't had. You know, this could be it's a rivalry. Unfortunate incidents had to happen for them to spark this up. But you know, I think Cole Fisher was definitely acting crazy. You know, young kid, he needs to be removed from whatever position he maybe in at A&M.
Roman says he should be kicked out of school.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if he's in school. He definitely shouldn't be on the
sideline. Well, he's a student assistant, so yeah.
He shouldn't be on the sideline anymore.
Well, what about Falk hitting him? Was that appropriate?
Well, you know, Falk could have stopped him without wailing on him, but I mean, it's understandable. But you know, if the SEC does do some discipline here, I'm sure Falk may be disciplined as well, because often, you know, the guy going after somebody who started it, Fisher, they both get in trouble.
Well, apparently the guy who really got things going was the former LSU assistant, Damian Craig. Yeah, he was right. The one who got everybody revved up, wasn't he?
Right, that's what Steve Cragthorpe said. I talked to Steve on the phone yesterday, as well as Kevin. And Kevin was somewhat apologetic. He said he just kind of got carried away. But still, you know, he saw his friend, Steve Cragthorpe, who he knew has a neurostimulator, commonly known as a pacemaker for the brain, because he's got Parkinson's. He saw him hit in the chest, so Kevin kind of lost it, which is understandable. Now, Cole Fisher didn't know that Steve Cragthorpe was wearing a neurostimulator, but, you know, that doesn't excuse him either. He probably didn't know who Steve was. He just saw somebody. He saw somebody talking to Damian Craig. Cragthorpe had told David, hey, you know, knock it off. You know, Damian didn't hit anybody, but he was jawing with the coaches. He was going up to Orgeron even, and Steve said, hey, you need to move along, you know. But Steve needs to be a little more careful, too. I mean, he's on the sideline. He's got a pacemaker in his chest. He could probably be a little more careful. So everybody got a little carried away there. You know, I think the SEC definitely needs to do something. And A&M needs to apologize and say something. You know, they've just avoided the issue, which is ridiculous.
Rome.
Unprofessional conduct by Damian Craig. He should be fired for that.
The A&M assistant.
Absolutely.
Coach. He's
representing
Texas
A&M. So he
should Texas be fired. Cole Fisher should be kicked out of school.
Absolutely.
But you're saying Kevin Falk is a hero.
He defended someone's life. When you want to engage in a physical confrontation with someone, that person could be under any number of ailments. That could be a life-risking engagement, and that is not right. Kevin Falk defended him. It was appropriate.
Well, thank you, Glenn Gilbo, and thank you, Roman Starnes. We will continue with him for just a few more minutes, and then we'll hear from Jonathan Email, the LSU team chiropractor. Bet he was busy. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. We're heading down the stretch, and we'll hear from the LSU team chiropractor, Dr. Jonathan Email, in just a moment. But we're wrapping it up with Glenn Gilbo from the USA Today Network, the LSU beat writer and former LSU stalwart, Roman Starnes, and they're commenting on what happened Saturday as LSU lost the highest scoring game in major college football history. 74-72 was the final as LSU lost to Texas A&M in 7 overtimes at College Station. Matt Doyle producing, and Matt, I think you're going to have to pull up our next caller. I'm having some challenges in here. Steve in Mid-City. Steve, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Hi, Steve.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I'm glad you're there about this war. And
okay. Tell you what, you're fading. You're fading now. We'll see if we can get you to a better place, and we'll try again. Try now, Steve. Go ahead and pull him back up. He went away. Okay, I think we lost his cell service there, but obviously this has intensified a rivalry. You're going to have to pull up Glenn as well. Has intensified a rivalry to the point where LSU now will, I'm sure, be looking forward to November 30th of next year, Glenn Gilbo, the last game on the schedule against Texas A&M. And Jimbo Fisher, of course, almost got the job here at LSU in 2015. And I don't think he has any love lost for his former employer, does he? Roman Starnes, why don't you take this?
Well, Jim, it was a tough game, a hard-fought game. We're LSU. We're going to bounce back. All the former players, whenever we watch games, it means something to everybody who's ever worn a uniform. We feel like we're out there with them. We feel their wins, their losses. We're behind them 100%.
Okay. Well, thank you, Roman Starnes.